Over the past decade, a guy named Kevin Shankman has been on a mission across Southern California. He has either sued or has threatened to sue school districts and cities all across the Southland in what he says is a violation of the California Voting Rights Act of 2001, which seeks to help minority voters. But has Shankman met his match in Huntington Beach? Gustavo Arellano is editor of the OC Weekly. He's here with today's KCRW Orange County Line. Hey, Gustavo.
Hola, Steve.
First of all, who is Kevin Shankman, and what dog does he have in this hunt?
Kevin Shankman is a lawyer in Malibu. Him and his wife run a law firm, and their big claim to fame is they go to cities all around, not just Southern California, but across California, looking for places, say, with a Latino majority or African-American majority or minority voters, but that there are no people that, quote-unquote, represent them on city council. So locally, the most famous case was in Anaheim, which had only had three Latino council members in the city's like 100-some-year history. And so they sued the city of Anaheim saying, well, the reason why Latinos can't get Latinos on the city council is because you don't have district elections. You have an at-large system. So that's what Shankman has been going from place to place to place. Up in Palmdale, I remember there was a years-long fight where it ended up costing the city over $4 million. And at the end, the city council didn't want district elections, and that's what happened.
And that's what happened. They got district elections because of these suits.
Mm-hmm.
So he has demanded that in city after city across Southern California. How much research, Gustavo, has been done on the effects of at-large elections on city councils and school boards? And have there been any legal maneuvers done to make district elections happen on a broad level?
You do see people starting to get elected. Like in Anaheim, it has now three Latino council members, where before there had only been three in the entire history of the city. I can't really speak to what's going up in Los Angeles, but Shankman and advocates for it, like the ACLU, like the Mexican American Legal Defense and Education Fund, MALDEF, they always say this actually leads to more minority representation. On the legal front, I mean, the California Voting Rights Act was specifically done to make something like this happen, to make it easier for minority groups to sue cities or school districts because they said that, you know, they weren't getting representation because of at large. So on the bigger scale, that's sort of the legal maneuvering for that. But what's interesting is that every single lawsuit that Shankman has filed against, a school district or city, he has won all of them. And those are the ones that have gone to court. He has not lost a single case. Now we're in Huntington Beach.
Well, now we're in Huntington Beach. So who is standing in his way?
The city attorney, Michael Gates. Michael Gates, from the start, so Shankman sent him a letter saying, hey, guys, maybe you should go into district elections because Latinos make up 20% of the city's population but has never had a Latino council member, and what you're doing is wrong and we might sue you. And Gates basically said, go ahead, sue us. Not just that, I've done my research. If you take us to court, the courts are going to find that what you're doing is for the most part unconstitutional, and we're going to show you how we do it here in Huntington Beach.
If he believes, though, Gustavo, he has a legal chance to fight, what does that say to the other cities then which have acquiesced to Shankman's demands? Are they rethinking their positions?
Probably. So this is going to be an interesting case because this is going to have statewide implications, because a lot of these cities have flat out said, yeah, we're settling this before a lawsuit, even though we don't agree with district elections, but we don't want to spend all this taxpayer money on a lawyer who keeps winning again and again and again. So my prediction is that Gates is going to have a lot of legal help from, nonprofits or think tanks that don't agree with this. And they're going to either file friend of the court's case if this, in fact, ever comes to a lawsuit. So no lawsuit has been filed yet. Shankman hasn't filed anything. It's just been letter and then another letter, and now the ball's in Shankman's court.
Gustavo Arellano with today's Orange Line. Gustavo, thank you.
Gracias.